Welcome on back, BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. EJ Glasser filling in for Brad Evans tonight. Phone number to join the show, 310-840-4910. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the start to your Memorial Day weekend. Like I said, Mother Nature, she is a you-know-what, because I got nothing but rain on the forecast for the next 72 hours, but I don't give a damn, PJ, because the Knicks are up 2-0. There is plenty of baseball to watch. You know I live in Philly now, and at least Sunday's looking okay. It's going to rain in the morning. Afternoon looks okay. I know I'm going to get flack for this. I already know I'm going to get flack. I hate the Phillies. I do not care one lick about the Phillies. But I also have a dilemma because my sister is due to give birth probably in the next 2 to 3 days to her fifth kid, first girl. We are going to go to her house when the day she gets home from the hospital. She normally, you know, they normally do like 36, 48 hours. She gives birth tomorrow. We're looking at Monday. And I don't think she's giving birth now. She hasn't even gotten to the hospital. Fingers crossed, obviously. So it looks like I might have some free plans Sunday afternoon. I might go to a Phillies game. And it's like, ooh, I'm going to go there and boo them. It's Phillies Guardians.
Okay.
I might just go there and boo the Phillies and be that guy. But it's a baseball game. And why not, right?
I mean, that sounds good to me. Yeah, the Knicks won't be playing since it's Sunday. They play tomorrow. That sounds good, man. Fifth kid though for your sister. That's crazy. And the first,
yeah, she's
first
a machine.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she was waiting. I think they were holding out hope for a girl after four well. I think they were fine. The first two boys, they're like, all right, let's have a third, another boy. And they're like, all right, let's hope the fourth one is a girl. Fourth one was another boy. And I guess this was probably their last ditch effort, my sister and my brother-in-law, and they got a girl. So fingers crossed, all health and goodwill and all that stuff. Or hopefully, you know, her due date is in a couple of days, but she's normally a few days early. She's always been a few days early on the first four. So fingers crossed, because I would love on Memorial Day, when it's actually the one day it's supposed to be nice in my area, to go over there, barbecue, and go in her pool. And I hope that doesn't get ruined.
Do they have a name picked out for what they're going to name the daughter?
They do not. They're very – they seem to be undecided. So I guess they better figure one out here in the next like 2 to 3 days. But they're very ho-hum on it.
Are you the kind of guy, Pat, that like if you were set to have a baby, let's say in the next month, and the Knicks ended up winning the finals, like would you, and you were having a son, would you name him after a Knicks player? Like would you throw those wrecks at your future wife if you were having a baby?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Jalen Boyle, OG Boyle.
I'm not naming my kid Josh.
Carl Anthony Boyle.
No offense, Josh Hart. I don't know. OG Boyle. That sounds pretty cool.
OG Boyle. That's not bad. That's not bad. Or what about you just, you know, Carl Anthony Boyle and you name him Cab, you know, instead of Cat, Cab.
I don't like the name Carl. OG Boyle is tough. I think
OG Boyle is good. That is good.
And they're like, oh, what's that? What's that? Like, what's the acronym for? Is his first name like Oscar or Oliver? Nope. Just OG. That's his actual name. I actually forget what OG's initials stand for. Let's find out.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to pronounce this. Ogagua. So it's actually just one name. It's not like two names. It's just Ogagua Ananobi. Yeah, because he was born in London, but I'm pretty sure one of his parents is Nigerian. Yeah, Nigerian parents of Igbo descent. His dad is Ogagua Sr. So, yeah, I don't know if I can name my kid Ogagua, but OG Boyle.
OG Boyle. That'd be Pat. You know, just keep that one in the back pocket for future reference. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm sure my girlfriend would love that. Let me ask her, you know.
OG Boyle.
Hey, how do you feel about OG Boyle? All right, anyway. Conference finals are here with two great matchups. Be part of the playoff action when you bet with Boosted Odds. Activate your Odds Boost token for any bet on the NBA playoffs, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Get ready for tip-off with BetMGM. So, yeah, either way, hope you're enjoying your start to summer with us here. We got a lot of fun. Got a couple of great guests for you planned tonight. Chris Franklin to talk some NFL. Danny Kloppinger, Tennis Channel to talk French Open. PJ, you know I'm a big tennis guy. That starts on Sunday. Cannot wait for that. for both the men and the women. Plenty of rooting interest on the American side as well. But we got a game three coming up here in just under 2 hours from now as the series shifts to San Antonio, Thunder, and the Spurs. Right now, the Spurs are 1.5-point favorites on BetMGM. The total has climbed. It's up to 218.5, which is interesting because game one and game two have both fallen on opposite sides of the spectrum. Well, in terms of the total, they've both gone over, but game one, remember, was 101-101 at the end of regulation. You're not assuming most games go to OT, so that was only 202. And then game two, which ended in regulation, had 235. So right in that kind of happy middle, be interested to see what kind of game we get in terms of the pace and the offense. But the big injury news, obviously, are the big clouds hanging over both of these teams. J-Dub, Jalen Williams is, according to Shams now, gave this update about an hour ago, J-Dub is unlikely to play, which I don't think is any surprise. He re-aggravated that left hamstring injury. I don't know if we see J-Dub the rest of this series for OKC, so he's unlikely to play tonight. And then the Spurs are listing both De'Aaron Fox and Dylan Harper as game-time decisions. Fox has missed both games so far with a sprained ankle. Dylan Harper got what I thought was a hamstring injury that cost him basically the second half of game two the other night. Got an MRI. They're saying it's an adductor injury and that he has a chance to play. So that's going to be very interesting. And obviously it's going to impact this game if De'Aaron Fox and or Dylan Harper do play or do not play. But I want to start with Wemby here, PJ, as we preview this game. How does Wemby and the Spurs as a whole bounce back after losing game two? Because they can't stop turning the ball over. But Wemby was also neutralized to a certain extent by Isaiah Hartenstein. Only 21 points. And you know, a lot of people complaining about the too much physicality, the lack of foul calls for Wemby. He only took a couple of free throws in game two. What kind of performance are you expecting from the French alien tonight?
I think he's going to be awesome. I really do. And I'm very interested to see how the game is officiated tonight. I think we all are after how Hartenstein and OKC were playing Wemby in game two. And look, credit to OKC. A lot of people thought it was dirty. A lot of people thought it was bad basketball. If you're the Thunder, I mean, the guy's 7'5", 240. Like, try and get any advantage that you can. If the refs are going to let you get away with contact and let you get away with pushing them, then just continue to do it. And that's what OKC was able to do because it was such a talked about thing. And now everybody is so aware of it. I wouldn't expect that to be the case. The fact that the Spurs are home for this game as well, I think is definitely going to help San Antonio. I think Wemby's going to be really good though. I think Stephon Castle is going to be really good. And the Spurs, Pat, I thought a lot of their role players were really good on the road in Oklahoma City. And generally, role players tend to play better at home than they do on the road. So you would think if those same guys for San Antonio played well on the road, they should step up and play well in front of their home crowd tonight. On the flip side, for Oklahoma City, like you mentioned, no J-Dub, most likely. Caruso's been unbelievable the first two games. Can he keep that going? And Chet Holmgren, I mean, is he going to step up? We know what Chet can do defensively and against Wemby. His presence is a little bit neutralized going up against the alien. But offensively, Chet's got to step up, especially with J-Dub hurt. A.J. Mitchell was banged up after game two. SGA can only do so much. And even with some of the guards that the Spurs are missing, they can handle their own defensively. I mean, you know, you can put Castle on him. You can put Carter Bryant on him. They can throw a lot of different guys to try and frustrate SGA. I just think this is a series, Pat, that honestly, because it's so physical, both of these teams seek so much contact. It really benefits to be the home team. And that's why I just think the Spurs are in a good spot tonight. I think Wemby's going to bounce back and he's going to play really well. So I like the Spurs quite a bit tonight. I really do. I think San Antonio's going to win tonight. And then we are in for a heck of a game four on Sunday night. But I like the Spurs quite a bit tonight.
Yeah, I honestly don't have a good feel on this game. Because I want to see if De'Aaron Fox and or Dylan Harper are going to play. Because you're trusting Stephon Castle to limit the turnovers. I don't know if you could trust that. If De'Aaron Fox is out, I got to see the injury news before I give you a definitive lean one way or another. Now, again, I'm anti-Wemby. You know, Combs calls me the Wemby hater. I think it's incredible how quickly that a lot of people have just head over heels glazed him, that he's in the Combs put him in the PJ. I know that you know ball, and I know that Wemby is incredible. Combs basically put him in the conversation with Michael Jordan the other night, and he wasn't kidding. Oh. He was like, I think he's going to end up like having a chance to dethrone Michael Jordan as the greatest player of all time. I mean, we got to pump the freaking brakes, man.
Yeah, we do.
We got to pump the brakes. Come on. So anyway, I feel like there's a lot of people that have gotten that far already with Wemby. Like, can we, I don't know. We don't have to wait for him to win a first title. We don't have to wait for him to win the first MVP, because it feels like those MVPs are coming. And it feels like there's a pretty damn good chance they're going to be in a finals, you know, multiple times here in the next 10 years. But they haven't even dethroned Oklahoma City yet. They win game one and everybody lost their mind. So I need to find out what's going on with the injury news. I'm kind of rooting for OKC, but so that kind of feels like I probably shouldn't take a side here in this game tonight. But, you know, then the turnovers, it's been the biggest issue. San Antonio's turned the ball over 44 times in the first two games, and Oklahoma City's got 55 points off those turnovers. Castle's got 20 turnovers himself in those first two games. So if Fox is out, that veteran steady presence that you know could take care of the ball, and if Dylan Harper's out, that's going to be a lot on Stephon Castle's shoulders. You're going to see a lot more of Jordan McLaughlin, who we saw last game. That's not good for San Antonio. So to me, this depends on the injury news front on the Spurs side of things. Otherwise, yeah, they're back home. They have kind of fought OKC, punch for punch in these first two games. Yeah, you would think they win this one now that they're at home here. For me, I also want to see if SGA puts together another MVP performance. And, you know, again, he was brilliant last game, 30 points, 9 assists, 1 turnover. Of course, you got folks now implementing and capturing how many times he falls on the floor in playoff games. Meanwhile, he still doesn't get enough free throws. Everybody loves to talk about Wemby getting hacked by Hartenstein. Nobody seems to want to talk about Stephon Castle and Harper mauling and crushing SGA and fouling him constantly. And he was able to still put up 30, an efficient 30, without really even getting to the rim, mid-range, fadeaways, all his favorite spots he was able to get there. So do you see SGA step up again? Again, likely within the absence of J-Dub. And then who gets it done off the bench? Is it another Alex Caruso game? Does Chet Holmgren rise to the occasion? Or does he get thoroughly outplayed like he did in game one? So now that we've had two games of sample size, do we kind of revert back to game one where San Antonio is clearly the better team for most of it? Or do we get game two, OKC continues that momentum, a mix of both? I'm very interested to see it. Very, very interested. I think if there was one play here that I'd be looking for, PJ, it would probably be SGA assists. I'd probably go over his assist again because I think San Antonio is going to blitz him. They're going to send doubles at him. They're going to make life as difficult as possible, and they're going to force guys like Caruso and AJ Mitchell and Cason Wallace to beat them. And if those guys can hit threes on the road, so be it. But that's what I think San Antonio is going to do, force SGA to be a passer first rather than a scorer.
Definitely, like you said, they're going to make those other guys have to step up. I bet you they're going to see if Caruso can keep shooting like this, especially now that he's on the road. Can he continue this stretch? Cason Wallace, Jared McCann, all these guys are going to need to step up for Oklahoma City and hit some shots. I do think it's interesting, Pat, that the spread continues to move towards San Antonio. They were minus 120 on the money line at BetMGM. Now they're minus 130. With all these players up in the air with their injuries, the line continues to move towards the Spurs. So maybe that's an indication that they're going to get some good news on the injury front. Maybe Fox and or Harper are going to play potentially. We'll see. Pat, I don't know about you, man. I'm just so glad that this series looks like it's going to live up to the hype. I'm just glad that these teams are as good as we thought they were. They're just both so young. They're so good defensively. They're so skilled. I think Oklahoma City is a little bit better. And the reason I say that is because of what we were talking about last segment with the Knicks, how the Knicks and the Cavs can be, it can be a 2-point game. The next thing you know, the Knicks can be up 15 in the blink of an eye. Just feels like the Thunder have a little bit more spurt ability than San Antonio does. I feel like, and I understand Oklahoma City is one of the toughest places to play in the NBA. It'll be a little bit different story these two games in San Antonio. It just feel like watching those first two games, Pat, if you're watching it from a Spurs perspective, you're just kind of hanging on, right? You're just kind of hoping that when the Thunder go on those big runs, you're able to sustain it. And it felt like in that game one, and for much of that game two, every time San Antonio needed a three or they needed a big shot to stop a run or stop momentum, they would get it. Now, when you come back home, it's a little bit of a different story, and you don't need as many of those shots as when you're on the road and you need some of those silencers. But I'm just interested to see how that plays out here in game three. When we watch it tonight, does it feel like San Antonio is the aggressor? Does it feel like they're the team going on a little bit more runs, that OKC's trying to stop kind of those 11-2, 12-4 type runs? Or is it Oklahoma City continuing to do that? And it just feels like as we're watching, like San Antonio has to continuously hit some big shots to keep themselves in the game. But these teams are just both ridiculously good. And even if they are missing some of their key players tonight, I still think it's going to be a heck of a game. But I do like the Spurs to take down the Thunder tonight.
All right, we'll take your phone calls or your texts. Any of your predictions for Game 3 tonight, Spurs Thunder, series shifts to San Antonio. We will keep you updated up to the very second as we get those injury news. If we get an official ruling out of J-Dub and then whatever what's happening with Dylan Harper and De'Aaron Fox, likely to come closer to game time. 310-840-4910. When we come back, we'll go streaking on a Friday. What better day to go streaking? He's PJ Glasser in for Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.